This podcast is brought to you by SEW Eurodrive, leaders in the field of drive technology. Friday, April 30th, 2010. From Krumah Media in Johannesburg, I'm Tracy Hancock. Making headlines today. Financially troubled gold mining aspirant Aurora Empowerment Systems has signed a 750 million rand equity capital agreement with Swiss funder Global Emerging Markets, or GEM. Aurora director Michael Hulley said that the agreement involved GEM buying up to 750 million rands worth of shares in a JSE entity that Aurora could be acquiring. Hulley described GEM as a $3.4 billion alternative investment firm based in Geneva that had completed 285 transactions in 60 countries. Investment in the JSE-listed entity that Aurora intended acquiring would be GEM's first investment in South Africa. Aurora director Michael Hulley.
GEM has completed 285 transactions in 60 countries. Under this investment agreement, GEM has committed to subscribe for new shares in the listed entity currently being acquired by Aurora. Up to an aggregate subscription value of 725 million, we are at the moment through the same funding model in the process of acquiring interim funding that will speak to whatever interim obligations we would have in the intervening period.
The Northwest Iron Ore Alliance, or NWIOA, welcomed an Australian Competition and Consumer Commission, or ACCC, ruling that provides it with the final authorization to negotiate access to rail infrastructure in Western Australia. The Alliance said it would now immediately move to set up meaningful negotiations with infrastructure owners. The NWIOA would seek to engage in collective negotiations with BHP Billiton, Rio Tinto, Fortescue Metals Group, and any similar provider in future. NWIOA CEO Tony Considine said that the ACCC's decision could be seen as a reaffirmation of the importance of access to rail infrastructure to enable junior iron ore companies to further develop the Pilbara, an outcome that has the support of Premier Colin Barnett. Also making headlines, the coal market shrugs off South African rail utility Transnet strike date. The first gold from a new Argentina mine is expected this year. Supply chain group Noble says it has no interest in Australian coal producer MacArthur. And Southern Africa-focused Namakwa Diamonds is upbeat as diamond prices strengthen. That's a roundup of news making headlines today.